CBS presents this program in color.
WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome to another Keter 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week, some of your favorite 60s commercials that aired on Detroit radio and TV. And we dip into the mailbag for your requests for the Radiants, the Raiders, and some reflections. All that and more on this week's Keter Podcast.
Motor City Music.
Let's start off this one with a commercial quiz. What is the real thing? In the 60s, it was the what generation? What was the swinger? Which way did the Faygo kid go? What Detroit area Chevy dealer was a great, great guy? And what was the drag racing capital of Mid-America? We'll have the answers to these and more commercial questions coming up.
In Keterland on WKNR, we're having fun.
So what does a top five Keener smash from the winter of 1969 have to do with a laundry detergent? We'll answer that Keener question in a minute, but first, a few words about some of the commercials you heard and saw when you were growing up in Detroit in the 60s.
Stay on the right track, to 9 Mile and Mac. Royal Bryant trucks and cars, make your money back.
As much as we might hate to admit it, many of those ads were as much a part of our consciousness as any DJ or rock act. If you don't think so, take a moment to rekindle some memories with these sound bites.
It's a real thing. Coke is the way it should be. Coca-Cola, what the world wants to see. Oh, yeah. It's a real thing. Coca-Cola. People want to find life's good things. Coke has real life. See what real life can bring.
The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
It's Slinky, it's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Saturday night, see the wild, wild chase to Gotham City this Saturday night at beautiful Motor City Dragway.
From television lands, the first time anywhere appearance of the Cape Crime Crusaders' one and only Batmobile.
Holy fire smoke, you'll blow your mind when the dynamic duo's legendary Batmobile squares off with Bill Maverick Golden's incredible Little Red Wagon in an explosive all four wheels on the ground best of three feature contest.
Sunday! Sunday at the Detroit Dragway, the season's first championship meet.
From Pasadena, California,
the world's champion, Don Nicholson,
Mr. Stock Eliminator himself.
What do you want when you gotta eat something? And it's gotta be sweet, and it's gotta be a lot, and you gotta have it now. What do you want?
Lip, smack, and whip, back and patty, whack, and ink, and knack, and silver, rack, and scowl, whack, and cracker, jack, and cracker, jack. Candy-coated popcorn, peanuts, and a prize. That's what you get in Cracker Jack.
So the stagecoach went on heading through the mountain. And old Black Bart went off to jail, I hear.
The Faygo Kid. Which way did he go? Which way did he go? He went for
Faygo! He went for Faygo. Faygo. Welcome to Marola Chevrolet. Could I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a foreign car.
Well, how about this new Chevrolet?
That's a foreign car?
Yeah, four in front, four in the back.
Gene Marola's what a great, great guy.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. Come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. Drink light, drink great, drink right up to date. Young taste, young drive, young pace, come alive. Come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. You're in the Pepsi generation.
And now we're back to that Keener question about the doors and that laundry detergent.
Longer than dirt.
Picture a knight riding a white horse down a city street, zapping every dirty shirt in sight.
Stronger than dirt. New Ajax laundry detergent is stronger than dirt.
And keep that theme in mind as we turn back the clock to this month 37 years ago. Jim Morrison is upset that the Doors' Light My Fire is being used in a Buick commercial. And listen to how he subtly protests the fact at the very end of Touch Me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Did you hear it? That was the Ajax Laundry Detergent Signature, Stronger Than Dirt, at the very end of Touch Me, which ended up being the number 10 song of 1969 on Keener for the Doors.
WKNR, Keener 13.
And now to the Keener Mailbag, where a listener from Chicago asked to hear a Windy City group that sounded an awful lot like the Impressions. Let's remember the Radiance.
Wash your choice. Wash your choice. Wash your choice. Tell me, who do you love? Am I the one, oh, that you're thinking of?
You know you look so good.
Oh, it's really a crime
for just one girl.
Yeah, to be so fine.
You've got all the boys standing in line. Tell me, who do you love, girl? Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Wash your choice. Tell me, who do you love? Am I the one, oh, that you're thinking of? You know Jim, he's sincere.
Oh, and Joe, he's fun.
Johnny's nice.
Yeah, but is he the one?
Then there's me, who's last but not least. So come on now, girl, and speak your piece. Speak your piece.
Wash your choice.
Ooh, tell me, who do you love?
Wash your choice.
Girl, yeah.
Wash your choice.
Ooh, girl, yeah. Tell me, girl,
what you're gonna do. And tell me, what are you trying to prove?
Girl, you don't need to
know, and one will do.
So come on now, say it's me and you.
Me and you.
What's your choice? Ooh, tell me, who do you love?
What's your choice?
Girl, yeah.
What's your choice?
Voice Your Choice by The Radiance peaked at number 14 on Keener in 1964. And speaking of choosing, here's one for Keener fan Dan Wanta, one of Colorado's finest lounge singers, and it's one of our favorites by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Now have you got yourself a brand new baby? Don't tell me, baby, is it so? I got to know what's gonna be. Give up.
I was all everything you look for in a man, but I know that it's not true. I've seen the way he looks at you, and I think you're gonna hang me up again.
Now have you got yourself a brand new baby? Don't tell me, baby, is it so? I got to know what's it gonna be. Give up.
Mind. I won't share your loving with another man. And if you see things my way, could you let me know today? But if you decide it's him, I'll change my plans.
So now you got yourself a brand new baby. Don't tell me, baby, is it so? I got to know what's gonna be.
Yeah.
I remember driving my 1961 Plymouth Valiant through downtown Ann Arbor listening to the Raiders on Keener with their plaintive request, what's it gonna be, him or me?
WKNR Keener 13.
And now another podcast recommendation. Way back when, our good friend Jim Heddle was a regular contributor to the show with Motor City Memories he selected from the vault. Well, Jim's program of the same name is now available in podcast form, and you can find it over at AnnArborAlive.com. Jim's been a little bit more reliable than we have of late, so if you want a weekly fix of great 60s oldies, plug From the Vault into your podcatcher. If that Keener jingle gave you a feeling of musical déjà vu, then you probably remember the tune that went along with it. The jingle was part of a PAM series that was based on themes from the popular hits of the day. This one got its hook from a Marmalade recording that broke into the WKNR Music Guide 36 years ago this week.
The changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble. Reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Listen closely to Marmalade's one Keener hit, and you get a sense for the comparisons often made to the Beatles. Reflections of My Life spent 7 weeks on the WKNR Music Guide right about now in the spring of 1970. And that's this week's Keener Podcast. Our thanks to everyone who sent feedback and requests. And you can add your voice to the mix by clicking on the contact link at Keener13.com. We use those great Pam's jingles courtesy of Jonathan Wolford at jingles.com. John Freest, the Detroit rock and roll detective, is our musicologist. He's happy to help you find your rare favorites, and you can write to him at FreestJohn, Freest John, at sbcglobal.net. The Keener 13 podcast is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. The show is hosted at Bluehost, and we record it with Adobe Audition. There wouldn't be a website without the hundreds of Keener fans who send us air checks, pictures, and memories of a time when everybody cruised Woodward and WKNR was number one in Detroit. We leave you with a tune that stole its hook from the very first Keener number one, Louie Louie. It's the rare breed with Beg, Borrow, and Steal. I'm Scott Westerman. Thank you for making every season Keener season.
You threw me out the night before last, now you want me back in your arms again. You think I'm a fool, you treat me like dirt, you pull the string and hope I will be your friend. But I know what's on your mind, so I'd rather stay out in the street without a dime. And I'd rather beg, beg, borrow and steal. I'd rather beg, beg, borrow and steal. I'd rather beg, beg, borrow and steal than go back to you.
Without the written consent.